بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of the speech delivered on April 12, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the government officials of the Islamic Republic. You and I must feel the presence of God when taking or abandoning an action. If this happens, then divine blessings will come pouring. This is the same thing that was mentioned in Surah Al-Hud. In the chapter, we read that heavenly blessings will be showered on us. Heavenly blessings are not limited to rain. They include everything, including divine mercy. Shower your blessings on us. This attentiveness of us will be beneficial to the people, the Islamic Republic, the country, and to ourselves, because it gets our hearts closer to spirituality and the pure life offered by God. Well, these were the words of advice that I wanted to discuss. Of course, as I said before, I myself need them more than all of you. I hope that God will help us be influenced by these words of advice.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
As for the recommendations, I have a number of recommendations for you, dear brothers and sisters, who have entered the arena of governmental responsibility, including in the Majlis, the Parliament, in the administration, and in various other organizations, as a fresh group of people have entered the field. In particular, I have recommendations for young officials. Fortunately, a large number of youths have found their way in the body of the government. This is very gladdening if they take care of themselves. The recommendation that I wish to offer today is attention to detriments. One is arrogance and another is passivity. These are two detriments that you must meticulously be aware of. Arrogance is Satan's weapon. Arrogance and hubris is Satan's weapon. And it has different sources. It does not matter where it originates from. Sometimes it originates from your position. Imagine that previously you used to work in a remote area. Now you have undertaken a higher managerial position. For example, in the Majlis, in the Parliament, in the administration, and in revolutionary organizations or in the armed forces. This might make one arrogant due to the position that one has achieved. This is one origin of arrogance.